Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Banter and Chill podcast with your host, Ini Baby. Now, before I dive into the episode, I want to say a big thank you to all the listeners of the podcast, the old timers, the new timers. It's not easy to use money to buy data, and then now use that data to come and listen to my podcast or watch my podcast. So I'm really, really grateful for that. Now, for this episode, we're basically going to do like, okay, think of this as like Banter and Chill Music Awards for 2023, because at the end of the day, despite everything that has gone on in this country, the one thing that the government cannot tamper with is music. Music is what is still giving us joy, still giving us life to a large extent. So we're basically going to dissect and grade and badmouth and talk about and praise any word you want to think of. We're going to do it to all the songs, all the music, all the albums that have been released in Nigeria this year. But before I introduce my guests and we're going to this episode, I want to say that this episode is sponsored by Mama Ada Specials. Now, if there's ever any time where you know you need to get to the market to get food stuff, but you're very lazy, you're feeling tired, just reach out to Mama Ada Specials. There's no extra cost. The only thing you have to pay for is probably delivery fee, but they're going to give it to you at market rate. So her phone number will be displayed on the screen. Social media handles will also be displayed on the screen. So thank you, Mama Ada Specials, for sponsoring this particular episode. Now, let me introduce my guest, because I know his body is scratching him already to talk. I want to do the honors. You know, usually I'll let people say, okay, introduce yourself, but this one, I want to introduce him personally. Wow. Before you, we have songwriter, producer, musician, rapper, creative director. Do that thing. I don't go off niche. Jack of all trades, a man of many talents. Yeah. Now, to most of you out there, you all know him because of his musical like prowess and his exploits in the music field. But for some of us,
exploits,
we know him for his side hustle.
Strong word.
Prostitution. So regardless of where you know him from, please help me say a big welcome to the man, the myth, the legend, EMK, the genie. Woo!
It feels good.
With that kind of rousing,
to an extent.
That kind of rousing welcome I gave to you. Definitely.
No, thank you so much.
You have to find something for the
thank
podcast.
Thank you so much. Shout out to the hosts, our host, ED Baby. What do you do?
I do my best.
They try to give you hype too.
I do my best, my dear.
I should say there's nobody that gives you hype. Obi, you hype yourself.
I hype myself a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. I do it in the mirror. Anyways, as I said, we're going to talk about Nigerian music basically in 2023. And seeing as you're in the field yourself, you're in a better opinion to talk about this than I even am. Because let me not lie.
If you say so.
Did I make a mistake? Because let me know, like, I actually didn't really listen to, like, plenty things this year. I was just listening to stuff I actually liked from last year till now. But, yeah, I'm going to start with my first question. Like, how would you rate 2023 in terms of music?
I don't know.
Nigerian music.
I think this year we've been able to, like, beat a lot of new milestones that we didn't have before. So,
such as?
Recently I was at this event.
Don't they go events?
Where
don't blow.
I think Afrobeat for the first time. How many streams? I think we've gotten up to like 1 billion streams
on Spotify.
Yeah, on Spotify. Yeah. So that's one thing. Prior to now, I don't think anything like that was happening. But yeah, we are breaking borders.
And, yeah.
You know.
So, how would I rate? I don't even want to give my own opinion on that because people will hear my opinion later on. But what was the best thing for you about most of like songs this year? Generally,
I think it's the quality of music that's out.
There was quality.
So before, the music was good, obviously.
Yeah.
But there was this, you could always hear like a difference between like a Nigerian made song and a song made outside, like in the Western part of the world. So it's always like, oh, these people make better quality songs than we do, but now we are able to do songs at that level as well, and you know, people are vibing with us all over the world.
So I think this year there was a lot of pandering to, like, everybody wants to break into that like Western market, so It was looking like songs were tailored, but nothing concerned person like Shea Vibes, yeah. Nothing concerned her with pandering to the West. He goes singing Curtis music, carry go front. But I think the thing I liked about Nigerian music this year is most of them had like legwork value. Like most of the songs released, you can just bust out legwork randomly to them.
And I'm sure that must make you happy.
That honestly, there's nothing that makes me happier than to go and hear music that I can dance legwork to. So that's my one. But I think the worst thing for me, you said we had like a lot of quality music, but I beg to differ. I think we don't really have like timeless music anymore. Like, you know how if you're somewhere, they can play some songs from like 10 years ago and it will still be a banger. The songs that were coming out this year, do you think they would stand the test of time?
No, I'm talking from the perspective of a music maker.
Yeah.
Like being a mixing engineer, it's kind of like, it's not like the songs before were bad.
Yeah.
The songs were really good. Like, oh yes, I get timeless, blah, blah, blah. But in the nutshell, in the grand scheme of things, the quality of recordings, quality of sounds, like instruments, recording, equipment, all those things put together, that's where I was coming from.
I've noticed that thing about all my friends who are like into music, because me, I've been listening to a song, and I also had this song is nice, because like obviously I can dance legwork to it. Somebody will now come from nowhere and mention something like the log drum. It's out of place. What is a log drum?
It's the log drum, the like, drum that is.
They don't listen to songs normally. So that's why for him, it's a lot of quality music because he's hearing what is happening at the back. What do you think concerns me? I just want to sing along.
True, sure. But then, it's needed.
But another thing that trended this year, another thing that was popular with music this year is that everybody wanted to be set apart. Afro Gidipo. Afro Yigi Yigi.
I think it's always been like
Afro Adura. Afro this, Afro that. Everybody wants it. But this year, it got to like a new level of fooling because
Afro depression.
Everybody getting on Afro. And I think that's one thing that happened this year that should actually be left this year. At the end of the day, all of us are still doing Afrobeat. Okay, you refuse to do Afrobeat, so.
I try. I dabble.
When would you do Afrobeat? Because the fans want Afrobeat.
Eventually, I have new music coming out, so.
When? Is it Afrobeat? You want to use R&B Windows? Personally, like, they find legwork now.
R&B is my first love now, so. There's no way.
Mm.
Even like the Afrobeat songs that I'm putting out and people are putting out, it's not like 100% Afrobeat, it's a fusion of something else.
So that's why they always Afrofusion. Yeah. That was another one. Another thing that I think trended this year was that whole controversy
between
like using controversy to sell music. I mean, is it tactics as old as time, but this year almost everybody wanted to use talk.
I mean, not all of them worked out, yeah, but I think people are more aware of things like that now.
Yeah.
So like if an artist tries to start a beef, they're like, oh, this niggas, we know what people are playing.
You get EP before, when one drop.
Like rivalry was like a very big thing.
In the time of Davido and Wizkid, just one sub tweet like this, and everybody's like, Davido don't sub Wizkid don't sub Davido. But nowadays, man, we don't even have that time. But what's one thing that trended in music this year for you that you feel like you should leave it behind this year? Should not carry it into next year.
I nothing comes to mind, to be honest.
Sim card. And deep.
Okay. Okay. No wahala. Trend. I think so. Before, I used to have beef with like this whole every song has to have a dance trend, like a dance TikTok challenge to follow it, even if the song is a slow ballad or this, they must come up with dance ballet or something.
I'm a ballerina.
So I don't know. I feel like artists are doing what they can to market the music.
Yeah.
And sometimes the power is not even in their hands. Yeah. Now, who their benefactor, now they tell them what to do.
Do you have a benefactor?
By the grace of God, yes. Benefactor is
Jesus.
The big guy.
It's God.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. I think that what you said is actually very valid because every song now, one get dance routine, even when it doesn't make sense. And then another thing I even like.
The TikTok dances.
Another thing I even like. Bust people's brains this year all those everybody was not fighting for number one on Apple Music top 10, Nigerian top 10. Everybody wants to be number one so that they can take screenshots. And you just know that some people were doing things that were not holy, because
it's like Grammy.
That thing is, it's updated every day. This particular one, I'm not going to mention the artist before you come to me. This particular one, that it was somebody was arguing with that was number one. Literally, how many hours later he came to post that he's now number one. This thing is updated every day. How are you now suddenly there? Because it wasn't the next day, it was still like later that same day. But yeah, please, next year, all of you should start fighting for number one.
Which artist? Which artist, Julius?
Ah, made them sue my small pot. If they said they won't collect 100 million from me, now where you won't come out from?
You know, now you go owe them.
You were there the episode too.
You go owe them.
Now two of us go court. We go define lawyer. But yeah, do you think like there were lots of new artists?
Shit,
in 2023.
Am I allowed to curse?
You can curse, but there are children watching this episode.
Oh, for real?
I like to think so.
But there were a lot of artists. Even myself, I'm also an upcoming. So people, they can't join us for the queue. You get so no worry. Every day there's someone new. There's someone that you don't know that's somewhere hustling, trying to.
Yeah. Well, let's even leave the someone new. People that are like, let's say, a bit well known, or from, in your own opinion, who's one person that you think needs to tweak their style? Could be their dressing style, maybe the kind of music they do or something next
recently,
year.
Recently, this hip hop thing is happening on Twitter where I don't know if you know the artist name, Alpha Ogini. He's a rapper.
I don't
know. He posted a video of like a song or something, and like he was looking, his hair was, he was just looking normal.
Yeah.
And then somebody just retweeted, I quoted the tweet and was like, it's a guy, you sabi rap, but try work on your steez, like, because make people know if you say you be first bank worker. And then I saw the video and it made sense, because like his hair, his face, his beard, everything. I mean, I understand, Shab, the fact that you are an artist.
Yeah.
You have to look the parts.
Yeah.
That's why people do things that they do, like chains and like piercings. Oh shit. That's why people do like the whole chains, piercings, tattoos.
When will you do chains, piercings, and tattoos?
By the grace of God, very soon.
You they had God for everything. No timeline, just God.
No. Everything now by the grace of God. Everything.
Okay, so for me, I feel like this, I'm a fan of this guy. I won't see him blow, but I think he needs to like really improve. Next year, oh my geez, you know, oh my geez, D-man.
I don't know whether you're being serious or you're joking.
D-man needs to like.
Oh yeah, fan of D-man.
It's all love from our end, but you need
everybody
to, like,
get fans. So.
Oh my geez, geez like, nation.
Everybody has a fan. I'll be like.
But this is something that everybody's almost tired of talking about. Big three, because it's almost like every year there's a conversation for who's going to take the third spot. Because we already know that. One and two is between Davido and Wizkid, but that number three is like everybody's vying for that third position. And the thing is, I don't know if it's consistency, but over time different people have been placed there, but they don't maintain it, like have that longevity that, let's say, them Davido and Wizkid they have. So at every point in time, they always remove whoever they put there. At the time, I remember Tekno was even placed there. Kizani has been placed there before. But the Burna Boy now is the most recent one. And even recently, people have started putting Rema. But for you, who should take that position?
I don't know. I've never been like, oh. I mean, definitely, they bring up Wizkid and Davido beef. I will choke mouth because I just like the argument and the banter.
You like violence.
But besides, I don't really care about... To be honest,
yeah,
what I'm about to say might offend some people, but
I'm
I feel
offended
like
already.
Davido and Wizkid are on like the same level musically. Like,
God
oh,
forbid.
Maybe like everything as a whole, as an artist, as a musician, one of them might be higher. But
Wiz,
I've always put them. If I'm thinking of Wizkid, I'm thinking of Davido. I always put them in the same group. But that's Misha. That's me.
You know, no ball.
But then the number three spot, I don't know. A lot of people deserve that spot.
Actually, the person that I'm actually tempted, like I really would like to give it to, is actually Tiwa Savage.
Yeah, she's...
Because if we dip it, she has actually had like a long career with hits. as the same people, like not even a career that is fueled by okay, she's a woman, that's why we are putting her there. She has actually had hits in her career, and it's not easy for women because their demographic is almost always women too.
I mean, I feel like with Davido and Wizkid, the controversy, I mean, the beef
kind of fueled
into their fans. So
nothing is fueling.
I didn't even say to herself it gets like proper beef with somebody. Wait, I think there was a time that she was having. I don't know
whether it was Yemi against her.
Was it Shay Shay? Okay. It was Shay somebody, one of these.
Shay Shay at the point. So, and then another time it was Yemi Alade. But now they've just let Yemi Alade go. Like, Yemi Alade is in a world of her own. Yeah. Like, she doesn't even have anybody's time. So, you don't have anybody you want to put in your big three?
Nah. But, no.
But moving on, what's one collaboration you would love to see next year? I did laugh.
Collaboration.
You and Chris Brown.
That would be mad.
It would be huge.
I mean,
you see me in front. I know him.
Working with Chris Brown would be a dream come true. But yeah. It would be collab. It would be fuck. I'm thinking of the second person. I'm just Actually, I don't think there's any song by Burna Boy and Rema.
Okay, we would love to see them collab.
Yeah, I wonder how that would sound like. Yeah,
because their sounds are not really the same. So, but I think Burna Boy is very fluid. You can put him on any song and mirror what the person like.
The two of them, flow. I'm sure the song would be amazing, but like, I've not heard a Burna Boy and Rema song, and that's something
I'd like to hear. Is there any collaboration I would like to see next year?
Cherry Vibes.
And who? Anna Shake?
Of course.
It's going to be a madness. She loves Anna Shake. But,
low budget. Keep going.
There will be no Shea Vibe slander on this podcast.
No, I'm sure he's an okay human being.
He's a very okay human being. But what's that one release that you were hyped for this year?
The music isn't out yet.
Which music?
So, I'm currently waiting for Chris Brown's next album. Well, yeah, but that one is outside Nigeria, Sha. But
I think
okay.
Nigeria. I said Nigeria. You called me the outside Nigeria.
When was Rema's Raves and Roses? Was it last year or this year?
It was last year.
Okay, then Rema is out of the picture, but because that album is probably my favorite album for last year.
Mm.
This year. Have people really put out music this year?
Yeah, Boy Alone. I think
Boy Alone was this year.
Yeah, Boy Alone, Timeless. I told them DJ Spino dropped something.
Boy Alone was this year.
Even
it was last year.
Boy Alone was last year.
Yeah.
The Deluxe was this year.
Same thing with Raves and Roses now. The Deluxe was also this year.
This guy, Lojay. But Lojay was an EP.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know what albums I've really dropped.
I don't think I was excited about any album project this year. Yeah.
No project. I was excited about yours. I don't know right now, to be honest. What motivated anime? Because it's very long.
So it was a conversation I had with a friend, and that was my reply to the question that I was asked.
I don't know right now, to be honest. Yeah. So now, do you think you make allowance for your fans that are not educated? Because who won't call that?
So the thing is, I expect some level of
okay, so you're looking down.
Literacy.
You are looking down on your illiterate fans.
No. So, last, you can't appeal to everybody. You get. So, somebody that doesn't understand English now. If you hear the music, say, oh, now the melody, like, you get. So, the melody is nice. I don't understand what you're saying, but I like the melody. I like the drums. I like the beat. So, maybe the future follow that side. Some people now go see that kind of title. Say, which kind of thing is this? Skip. But yeah, as long as I say the music be honest and I'm expressing myself the way I want to express myself.
Okay. So
you like the title now?
So therefore, illiterate fans, it's not, the music is not for you.
I doubt any illiterate would even reach the level of listening to my music. I'm not even saying.
To spoil the career before it starts.
I'm not even saying like like by the definition of okay, an illiterate is somebody that didn't go to school, so it doesn't necessarily mean that they don't.
They might randomly jam the song on audio.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. I was thinking from the perspective that we were nearly treating somebody that.
So you're telling me that all those aboriginals to collect a whole local government.
If that kind of person come meet me, say, "Guy, I like your music. Go shock me. your music is amazing. Ah, that, go shock like, me.
Would
that,
it,
go
would
shock
it be
me.
Like, okay, I'm doing something right. I'm doing something wrong.
So, of course, I would like to make music that would appeal to those set of people. But this particular project, I don't think that is the project that, you know.
Speaking of meeting people, I know, like I said, you're in the industry. You've probably met like some people.
Probably.
Maybe. Popular out there. Whose personality shocked you the most? You didn't love this guy. I'm trying to be serious here.
There's no way you can be serious in this particular episode. Anyways,
it doesn't have to be like in a bad way, or in a good way. So like, I was thinking this person would be like this, and then they were like that.
So the name that's in my head, I can't say because it's too problematic.
Whisper.
Nah, we're not doing that. Know. I'll tell you after the episode.
Okay, they'll shows. Tell me after.
Yeah.
Next time, do your own podcast.
I think you know who I hear.
Okay, so is it a man or a woman?
All my guys know who I'm talking about.
A man or a woman?
Let's just leave it at that.
But like, why were you shocked? What was the contrast in like?
No, I don't know. When you, for example, now you grew up listening to a certain person, and like the music is all you know about the person, you don't know the person's personality. Yeah. Like you create this idea in your head
kids
of how the
never
person
meet their heroes.
Is. So then, when you finally meet the person, you're like, oh, the person is not what I was expecting.
Mm.
So it's not like in a bad way, like oh, the person like is like lower than, but it just
came as a shock to
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Like.
Okay, so we already had a conversation about like top albums this year, but no, we really had like. What I asked was what you were hyped for.
Yeah.
So I think it's probably getting to like the awards segment. But your top three albums this year.
For me?
For me, it was Timeless, Work of Art, and of course, Vibes to Thy Kingdom Come.
Oh, she vibes.
Yeah.
Of course.
But top three albums for you this year, personally.
Omo, I don't go lie. I'm not really. Okay, first one, Black Bones.
Shout out to Black Bones.
This one you recently put out. What's it called? Emeka Must Shine.
Emeka will definitely shine. I'm happy for him.
Yeah, I've been a fan of Black Bones since like the Bad Boy Black era.
I think when I discovered him was that Third Man Shut Up. Wait, and I was like, I don't think
I've heard any Black Bones songs that I'm like, this is mid. Like all his songs.
He's actually a very
bangers,
good artist. So. And I honestly wish him like
yeah. Second one, Odumodu Black. So, prior, let me know, like, and maybe a lot of people have the same experience as me, but, like, before Declan Rice, I wasn't a fan. Like, I was like, it's in this one.
Afro people.
But then, like, I feel like if you come from a certain part of Nigeria.
Yeah, it's from Bayelsa State, by the way.
It's from Bayelsa State. If you come from a certain part of Nigeria and you hear a song like Declan Rice, nah, there's no how. You won't vibe to it. So from then, when they announced the album, I was like, let's see where this goes. And so far, I haven't been disappointed.
You've mentioned two albums.
How many am I supposed to say?
Like top three for
three.
You this year.
Third one. Who else put out an album?
Oh my God! I mentioned Timeless. Timeless was it this year?
I mean, Timeless is not my favorite David O album.
True.
And I wasn't really like happy about like it came and I'm like okay.
But
yeah,
it was,
some good songs.
I think
songs
it was a decent comeback.
Yeah. He did his thing. He's Davido now, so like we have this high expectation for him anytime he's dropping music. So, I would have said Ashake Work of Art, but it's also not my favorite Ashake album.
Oh yeah, before you go into midlife crisis because of top three albums, let me ask, how about EPs? Some decent EPs came out this year. I liked Feel Good. Abi Feels Good.
By Feels.
Yeah, it was nice. I liked them. Loje Job this year.
Yeah.
Gangsta Romantic was nice. Nobody
can talk down on Loje. Ever told me that Luji is no Sabi music.
What will happen? Let me start talking down.
Now could just follow. Now that guy is Sabi. He's Sabi the
but
music.
But yeah, what are your top three EPs this year?
So, first one would be. This one, it seems like I'm hyping my friend, but the first one would be, I mean, technically I am. There's this artist called Brume.
I remember that.
Brume. I think, will I say now, Delta name might be Edonio, I don't know, but shout out Brume. And he put out an EP called Mr. Typewriter. Or Typewriter. Just Typewriter.
He's a typist.
Okay.
Do you do typist work?
I don't know. Maybe I'll call him afterwards.
Yeah, but he should come here and explain himself.
That EP, I mean, it's not Afro beats, but it's R&B music made by a Nigerian artist. So it was perfect.
Good, okay.
Second, how many am I supposed to say?
Three, you don't only call three. One. Okay. I don't tire.
Second one, Bloody Civilian. What the fuck was that EP called? Anger Management. I was also hyped about that because
I've not really listened to like Bloody Civilian.
She's an amazing producer, singer, songwriter. She's
really
Sabi. All of them Sabi.
I don't know.
Everybody I'm calling Sabi.
I can't say anything. And last but not the least. I don't know right now, to be honest.
So technically, it's a single. It's not an EP.
It was an EP. I had three different songs.
Yeah, singles can have. It's a three parts single. So I think there's like a number, a certain number you have to get to call like your project an EP, and I didn't meet that number. So it's just three songs.
Yeah. Please go and listen to that just three songs.
Yeah, that is my favorite project that has dropped this year, even though it's not an album or an EP. So go and check it out.
Moving on, let's talk about
when did Jake put out his EP? Who's this year. Jake? Okay.
Who's Jake?
That's my third favorite. Jake Doe.
Oh.
Yeah. Also an R&B artist, but you know.
Do you know anybody that used to do
music? So the thing is, we are currently trying to push the R&B community right now in Nigeria because it's not that solid. It's back to that illiterate thing we're talking about.
Are you seeing the current economic condition of this country?
So
nobody wants to be doing love in this economy.
But my boss your head.
Boss it.
I think R&B like reached a new milestone like worldwide, and Nigerians too are now coming into the conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been making R&B music, all them Banky W, Wande Cole, like people have been Tiwa Savage. They've been putting out R&B songs in the past, but people didn't really think of it as R&B because it was done by Nigerian or an African.
Yeah.
But now people are like, oh, us too. They make R&B music and people enjoy it. So I think so far so good. We're getting there.
Okay. So, okay. We've talked about EPs. We've talked about albums. Let's talk singles.
This one go hard, sha.
Top three singles this year. This for me, I'll go for Joe Boy first. Body and Soul. Body and Soul was good. Party No Disturb. Party No Disturb was a banger. Especially, okay, He Who Must Not Be Named is part. Was actually, you know the person. He Who Must Not Be Named is part was actually very nice. And then, Gwagolada was good too. And then, this is like just sentimental favorite. Ask About Me.
Fuck.
Ask About Me was really nice too.
I know, the single thing. Now reminded me of an album I really like.
Oh, it didn't remind you of yourself?
I didn't drop an album this year.
No, for being single.
So
I'm so sorry, please go on.
Well done.
What did it remind you of?
you're not single now. You're double.
We're all singles.
Anyways.
Mm. Yeah.
Like you're the last person that should be throwing the shade. Anyways, Kiss Daniel's album.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Kiss Daniel. When Kiss Daniel says, "Oh, no bad songs."
No,
literally no bad songs at all.
He knew what he was
literally
saying.
Literally no bad songs. Like this song can be the most basic, and it will still have like replay value. Like that's how he is. And the thing is, I don't know why, but I think he has gone to the point where he doesn't even have to prove anything again. So he's just releasing, and those that gravitate towards him would always be there
the
for him.
Songs are very marketable. Like it's easy to.
Yeah.
It's not one of those songs that they feed you like too many, like you know how Nigerians like shoving their music down your throat, like you must like it today.
Go once, you know, Snapchat, one new person song is in your face.
His music is really easy to like.
But that's just one. One you've mentioned.
I mean, I mentioned two before, so this
what
one
did you
makes
mention?
It three. The first one was
for singles, though.
Oh, for singles,
You don't have people released this year.
That's the problem.
So like if you want to do a recap and too many songs.
See
this
too
year.
Many songs. Single. I'd say
even our guy dropped
Odumodu Black, Declan Rice.
Well, Declan Rice this year.
Yeah.
Was it dropped this year?
Yeah. I think was it Shibi?
I think it just did he not just come into limelight this year?
Yeah, it came with
not the him, like the song.
Oh, the song. Oh, maybe I don't
it was
know,
this
but
year. Okay,
but
it was
it's shot this
year.
I heard the song and yeah, it's one of my favorite singles. Second one, Charlie Poppy.
Hey, yeah.
Elon Musk. Nah, that song.
Yeah.
I don't think
Elon Musk and a Bluetooth boy.
To be that.
Sorry.
Yeah. Charlie Poppy, Elon Musk, Declan Rice, Odumodu Black. The third one.
Now that you've mentioned the Modu Black and Charlie Poppin, we're even going to do like a segment for like best breakout stars, and they were my pick. But the Modu Black and Charlie Poppin, definitely.
No,
yeah,
person did their
I don't think there's anybody that really broke out this year that we can even call
like solid hits.
Yeah, Charlie Poppin and
Odumodu like
Black.
They overfeed you the hits actually hits.
But like, who made a decent comeback or tried to make it? I'm going to go with Casey with Oja Piano because he was around for a while, and I think that was the only noticeable comeback this year. Although he did not ride the wave for like a really long time and start putting out song after song after song to just keep riding that wave, but like that was a decent comeback. But I don't know if any other person made a comeback this year.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm sure someone did, but clearly the comeback.
But yeah,
come,
this one is
come
the
well.
One that everybody that used to do music, listen to music, talk about music, will actually have their own opinion. What do you think was the industry plans this year?
This industry plans conversation, you can't really know who is an industry plan this is, because many of them have been working like underground, without budget or without money, and then all of a sudden they have a benefactor, they like sign to a label or they get a deal. But then the fact that you did not know who they were before.
What does it mean? I want to say.
But me, my own idea of industry plant is somebody that was born and then like trained like from day one. Yeah.
Is there anybody
music.
Like that?
Justin Bieber was.
But all of those kind of people, they started their career out in like
Taylor
all
Swift.
Them Nickelodeon-esque type people.
That's what I'm saying now.
Oh, now that you said that, please see how Taylor Swift is actually like an industry plan.
Yeah.
But is anybody in this country that was born and raised? In Nigeria, we used to plan Project Mbappe. Who they plan Project
so
Wizkid?
That's what I'm saying. Like in Nigeria, it's hard to know who.
I feel like in Nigeria, they just pick them. Maybe you find somebody that, is okay and is probably randomly on the street. Pick him and just.
Okay, industry plants.
For this year.
Nobody's coming to my mind. Because there are too many.
there are
too many. The number of new people that came this year is a lot, like young artists that nobody knew. Yeah,
I still don't know them, Shabon.
Let's just move on. Next
Who
question.
What release or what person was overhyped this year?
Overhyped?
Yeah.
My answer is Shea Vibes. That's for Misha. That's my own preference.
Anyways.
No beef. Beef
safe.
I beg.
There's beef.
You don't come find me for my house.
Beefy, I know your house and I'll tell him your address.
Nah, see, I do not and I don't think I will ever get the appeal of like his music. I know people are like, he does like this Fuji feel like da da da.
You're not the target audience.
Where are you from?
I'm from Bayelsa, but I'm a fan of Shea Vibes.
Are you part of the target audience?
Yes, clearly. Because I can see the vision and you cannot. But most underhyped project this year. I'm giving it to Black Bones.
Which project? The one he just dropped.
I mean, it just dropped now. But I don't think there was a lot of hype around it, as opposed to like maybe the way they used to hype like singles and other projects. Like this particular one, they didn't give it like fire for fire hype. But I don't think there's any other project. Should I say Joe? No, even Joe Boy's project too had a lot of hype around it. Did it drop this year or last year, Seth? This year. I think there's a lot of hype around his own too. So, but what do you think was like under hype this year in terms of their releases? I can't even say Logic, because even Logic itself isn't went far. Like,
I don't think, like, out of all the people that I can think of, nobody was really on the hype. Everybody did their thing. Like, even Black Bones is still pushing his music.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, okay. So, we don't have any on the hype. This man without taste said overhyped is Shay Vibes.
For sure.
We'll 100%. Leave him until he sees the light.
100%. But, I mean, there's one song he did that I like, but it was featuring Young John.
I say I've
and got to be honest, Young John was the reason I liked the song. But then, I think Shay Vibes took it. I can't remember what the name of the song is, but he took a different approach than what he normally does. I was like, it's not bad.
Anyways, me, I hope to see more of Shay Vibes next year. I don't know about you, but who do you hope to see more of next luck. Year?
Next year, I'd say Loj, because he hasn't put out an album yet. So.
And all of this is just with like EPs and singles.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. That's impressive.
Also, Thames as well.
Thames. I don't know. I would not even discuss Thames in this whole conversation. I have a lot to say. Do I want to see more? I'm not really a Thames person. Or like, okay, she put out something nice. Definitely, I will listen to it. I'll say, oh, this is actually very good. But like, say they sit down, they wait me Thames job.
And they sit down, they wait.
You be like a person. We go sit down, wait for Thames.
No, Thames is amazing. Let me not talk too much.
Good. I think one thing I want to see next year as well, you know how for some reason some TikTok edits of a song sounds like I would pick that over the original song. And that thing is particular with Victor, he does it already.
Mm.
He does a trending TikTok version of his song, best believe he will lift it and upload it on streaming platforms
as he should
under his name. So that no single, even 5 Kobo,
the song belongs to him.
No, they go any other person pocket. So I think like more artists should do that, because sometimes, but I know somebody like Rema absolutely knows. I think there's this particular one that they even made, like, you know how they do that fast forwarded version of a song.
That's
he even had it pulled down. He had it pulled down, but so it was only the original exactly. version.
Yeah, I don't know about the pulling down thing. Yeah. I don't know.
I would not mind seeing like more TikTok versions of a song, at least on streaming platforms.
I didn't even notice that Rema like pulled down.
There's a particular one that immediately is in job. They don't really go fast forward and they use and they do that. Their waist dance.
Oh,
2 weeks later.
All those fast forward things should be very annoying. I don't go like.
Well, if you're looking forward to legwork to it, it will not be annoying. I feel like if people are not looking at me, I promise it's not who I am.
Who are you?
This is not who I am. A different person.
Jesus.
But what do you want to see more of next year?
What?
Like me, I've said I want TikTok edits on streaming platforms.
God's grace.
You want to see God's
and mercy upon Nigeria.
This is actually something that our parents would say, because it not even concern Nigeria. They could begin to pray for Nigeria inside. But in terms of international acts, I think Sexy Red impressed me this year.
I've not heard any of her songs. I don't even know who she is.
Go Sexy.
I know the name because of the trend, IBDM, this thing that happened that time. When they were like, she released a sex tape or something. But besides that, I don't know.
Sexy Red. Oh my goodness, you're not chronically online. Good for you. I also think Lato tried this year.
The small one, the small lady. Is Lato not small? she's. Who is this small?
And she got a well.
There's one.
God damn.
There's one small.
Oh no, that's like Lola Brooks.
Lola Brooks.
London.
Lola Brooks.
In fact, I think rap artists did it well in terms of international.
All these names you're calling, I have not listened. I mean, I've listened to Lola Brooks, because of that. Like aggressive style that she has, but like the rest of them,
nigga on the top, and you're like this,
and then she got tiny. I'm like, nah, I love it.
Our voice is going deep.
I swear, deep as fuck.
It doesn't make sense, but yeah, I think Lato, Sexy Big Red, Lato. Yeah, Big Lato,
yeah,
Sexy Red, Lola Brooks, Lady London tried for me this year as well. Do you know Lady London?
Yeah.
Oh my god,
she did a song with No, that's not who. It's Bia I'm thinking of. Bia.
Oh, Bia. No. No, yeah, it's not my
Bia was the
fault.
one that did a song with J. Cole
But yeah, who is your international act of the year? Your final answer, Lola Brooks.
now. Yeah. International acts. Biggest would be Drake.
Who is that
It would be Drake.
gay man over there?
See, 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 see. All those words, yeah, forget about it. People have been saying it since the beginning of time.
I don't
It will still sell.
personality wise, that's why I don't really like him anymore. Because I
Is
used to fuck with, I
that
used
your
to be a
problem?
Drake fan. But no,
Like, is the personality really a
if you're not
problem?
if you're doing this behaving a certain type of way and it doesn't like I don't I don't really do that whole separate the art from the artist thing.
Nah.
So if I don't like you at all, I'll just avoid your music. I'll not even have an opinion on your music. I
So you
just
like
make
Shay
it clear
Vibes?
that okay, yeah.
That says a lot.
Call me.
That says a lot. But preference, I guess.
I think last question
You
before
like
we
Shay
now.
Vibes and you don't like Burna
No, I did not say I don't like Burna Boy. It's just you will not catch me where they are. Because number one, he doesn't respect us collectively as Nigerians. He used to kick our head. He used to tell us that God will punish us. He used to tell us we don't have sex. Like, there's nothing you want to call that Burna Boy has not done to us. So I'm not a diehard fan. I will give him his flowers if I see him. I use a stone him. But like, oh, see where they are fanboying over him. You will not catch me there. You will not catch me. I'll be far away telling them to go home because they don't have work. Fanboying over
Child,
Burna Boy.
I don't blame you, child. The guy, they overdo
True,
sometimes.
true. Now, last question before we now go to the game session where I'll ask you these tough questions that you were spying earlier on. Last question.
To
I don't know. I think
end
DJs didn't
well.
really do much this year. Did the DJs really do much this year?
So I think Saz just put out something with what's his name? This guy from Mavens. Yo, fam, meant to say fam, that song.
There's something like that in maybe.
What's his name? Crayon. Crayon. He just put out a song with Crayon.
Funny how once upon a time I would know everybody in Mavis, but now
Yeah, there's a lot of people. I
I
mean,
don't
it's not
know
like
these
there's a
niggas.
shitload of people, but like
I don't know these niggas.
them Disha.
But yeah, DJ of the year for you, Saz.
Yeah.
It sounds like DJ. I thought it was a producer. Is
He's
it the
a
same thing?
DJ now. He DJs as well.
A DJ as well on the
Yeah.
side. What do you do on the
Still
side
on
besides
the side.
prostitution?
You know, like, oh, as a producer, how you expect him to perform? Like, if he's on stage now, what do you think he will do? He'll be playing the
Playing his
beats,
songs
or
now.
he will just stand on stage and
All
play
his
the music from
songs.
back.
All
He
the
go, they
songs
dance,
where he don't release,
they do
go
leg
play
work.
on. I'm going to give somebody I actually noticed this year. I don't know if you guys know Dope SZA.
No.
She did come into like spotlight more this year because her
Is it the
transitions.
bald one?
Yeah, I...
See, to be, I don't know people's names. I don't know their names.
That's Dope SZA. I think she actually did well for herself this year because it's not like she hasn't been DJing since, but like this year, people were actually. I'm familiar with your game now.
Cause me, the thing about me, I know a lot of DJs,
Yeah.
but I don't know a lot of Afrobeat DJs. The people I know are like people that are into like
Now so I go
electronic.
electronic. I went to an electronic party. They want kill me. People were dancing, jumping, I was like, what is going on here? Then they do step up. They do break
I
dance.
feel like
I was just like.
you left before the best before
It
I mean
was
let's say
in like,
because I wasn't there for like
laughing
I've been not
because
there
what
for
am
all
I
the
hearing?
sets
Everybody is up, must able to go jump, put their hand up. I'm like,
after
sit
you
down,
left. I think
sit
I came
down.
after you left now.
Yeah, you came
Yeah,
after
the
I
person that
left.
was performing playing at when I came was Siga Glorian and Jamie Black. If you had
Don't
stayed
know
for that
those
one,
niggas.
if to say you stayed for that one, it
I
wasn't
don't know
just
those niggas.
stunts music, it was still like a mixture of like
The one that
Afro.
even came to play Afrobeat, I don't know what are they here. We have that question under the my gem. Another person I want to say try this in terms of DJing is DJ YK Mule for carrying TikTok. God will bless you.
Now everything they track, Shay Vibes,
All
DJ
those are our
YK
leg work mixes this
Mule, it
year.
works, it
Now
works.
you do them. More grease to your elbow. Next year will be wonderful for you. Time for the game session, and then we're
Mathematics.
going to
I
round
don't
off
study
this
math, so
episode.
I don't know
So
math.
please,
See, anything that has to do with math, just scrap it.
before you start going into crisis, two things I want you to consider. One, there are female fans watching you.
Okay.
Don't show them that you're not Lodo.
I don't really tell you, say I know Sabibu.
Number two, you have options 1 to 10,
Secondary school, now 15 I've been a carry, which is actually like
which
my
actually is very decent.
the average was not bad, but now
15 out of how
that one
many
are the
people?
excuse where they use give
15 out of how
ourselves.
many people? 12.
No, I think I was in the middle because like my class had like 31, 32 people.
Right, so as I was saying, you have options 1 to 10. You're going to pick 3 out of the 10. So just pick a number. 1 to 10.
Two.
Two. List the 36 states and capital.
Well, this one. Adamawa, you like cry for you, Anambra, Oka, Bauchi, Bauchi. Bayasa, Yeregua.
Wash River.
Why did they help me now?
Mister, no, I'm okay.
Benue, something. I don't know. That's not the end. Like, I know Imo Owerri. The rest, I don't really.
Follow the rap, but
I tried. I tried.
Try for me. I tried. We never discuss what you dropped for the
primary podcast. School was a long time ago.
Okay.
Anybody who wants to talk that in, I clap for you.
Second one.
What's that? Even national anthem. So I'm not sure. Say I remember.
1 to 10. You picked two. Pick another number.
4.
Sing the NYC anthem.
See, we'll just select another number because that's not happening.
But you can sing NYC. Right?
I never listened. Call. So nah. Forget about it. Forget about it.
Oh, yeah.
Let's move on.
You failed that one, no?
Agreed. So I happily feel that one.
Pick your last one. 1 to 10. You've picked 2 and 4.
How many? Okay, 1 to 10. 7.
7. Trouble they sleep younger, go wake up. Recite the 7 times table.
7 times 1. 7. 7 times
2. I have voice can't go down.
7 times 3. Something. mathematical, IBM, what do you call it? Multiplication table. Was never my strong suit.
Nothing about numbers has ever been my strong suit.
Yeah.
That brings us to the end of this episode. Emmanuel, did you have a good time?
Of course, of course. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Will you come again next time?
I'll try, by the grace of God.
I will personally never invite you.
Cap! you know.
Okay, so if you're listening to this on, if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and share. If you're just listening on listening platforms like Apple Podcasts, just share to somebody. I mean, there was good vibes yesterday. So share the good vibes to family members, to friends. Don't forget that this episode is once again sponsored by Mama Ada Specials. Until next time, bye.